As public basic schools reopen today, the traditional My First Day at School is being marked throughout the country. Officials of the Ministry of Education, DCEs and MCEs, are visiting schools to give hope to pupils. Radio Ghana talked to the public relations officer of the ministry, Paul Kofi Krampa, who explained what the day means in the calendar of the ministry. He spoke to George Ankra.
The day has been set aside by the Minister of Education as a day to welcome all children who will be entering school for the first time. Most often than not, when a child enters a school for the first time, he panics. Some of them are so worried that because they are coming to school for the first time, so they are not comfortable staying in school. So in order to ensure that children who enter the school for the first time are comfortable and then stay on in school, the ministry some years back decided to organize My First Day at School, whereby officials of the ministry, the Ghana Education Service, district chief executives and other top government functionaries go to the schools, interact with the children, and then ensure that they feel comfortable. Because if a child goes to the school for the first time and then the child gets frightened, there's a possibility that the child will not like to go back to school. But when the child goes to school and then he actually sees that people receive him very well and then interact with him, he or she will definitely would like to actually be in school. So it is based upon all those that the Minister of Education decided to introduce My First Day at School program.
So it means all the officials of the Ghana Education Service countrywide.
Of the Ghana Education Service, the district chief executives, traditional rulers are all going to visit schools in their localities. Even the deputy minister of education in charge of pre-tertiary education, Honorable Elizabeth Amwatete, is currently in the northern region, and then the other deputy minister, Honorable Mahama Yaga, is in the Ashanti region to actually visit some of the schools and interact with the children.
What is going to be different from the previous My First Day at School courtesy call?
This year, for instance, the ministry, in consultation with the regional directors of education, have actually earmarked 100 schools throughout the country as beneficiaries of the first consignment of the laptops that the ministry actually is distributing nationwide. So 100 schools are going to benefit from the first consignment of 15 laptops each. And the Honorable Minister for Education is currently on her way to the Dangbe West District in the Greater Accra region to actually make a presentation of the first consignment of the laptops to a rural school in the Dangbe West District.
How many computers have you taken delivery of in total?
So far, we've taken delivery of 1,500 computers.
Before the NDC government came to power, the previous government brought this policy and they wanted to give one computer to one pupil. Why are you changing the system?
Well, it's not feasible to have one computer per child, because if you are talking about one computer per child in the business school, then we are talking about 2 million people. Like, I don't think any government will be able to purchase over 2 million computers for children at a go. But what the government is now doing is that government is trying to provide at least 15 computers to every business school to make the teaching of ICT very easy. At least if we have 15 laptops in the business schools, then it means that all the pupils in the school will actually have access to the laptops at least. And it will also make the teaching of ICT very easy for the teachers themselves.
What about maintenance? Are you going to train
teachers who are benefiting from the first consignment of the project have been trained. They've all been trained all over the country, and then they've also been given training in the use of the computers as well as imparting knowledge in ICT.
Mr. Krampa also reacted to complaints from parents about the computerized placement system. He asked parents to exercise patience as the process is being finalized.
The CSSPS Secretariat is working around the clock to ensure that as early as possible, the placement results are actually published.
When will that be published?
Hopefully by next week, the reports will be out, and then those who actually have been placed in the schools will actually know them.
How will they get to know this?
The placement results will be sent to all the junior high schools throughout the country, as well as the district and the regional offices of the Ghana Education Service. And it will also be placed on the net so that people who have scarce cars can actually assess the placement of their children.
Paul Krampa, PRO of Ghana Education Service, talking to George Ankra. Sandra Danso is our reporter on the beat for My First Day at School. Hello, Sandra. Which schools have you been touring?
Our first place of visit was the Ashaman 1A and B cluster of schools. When you got there, the children were playing and the new enrolled ones were quietly seated in their classrooms with their parents.
So, Sandra, who are the other significant figures on the tour, at least, apart from the Education Minister, Mrs. Betty Modi Drisu?
She's with some directors of education.
And what has the minister been telling the children?
She's been telling them to study hard, and she also encouraged the parents to make the education of their children a priority.
And the two children, the newly enrolled ones, what was their response?
They were so happy. Some were presented with school uniforms. They were so happy, and they were given beverages too.
And can you describe the general condition of the schools the minister has visited so far?
Okay. Well, the first school that we visited, that was Ashaman 1A and B cluster of schools. When we went there, the children were playing, and some of the teachers too were ready for the minister. They were waiting for her.
And the school authorities, what did they have to say?
They were so happy.
Yes.
You know, the school have been teaching ICT, but because they don't have computers, they've been doing the theory aspect. So they were so happy. The minister gave them some computers. She said the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology wants to promote ICT education in the country.
How many computers did the Ashaiman school
get? They were given 15 computers.
15?
Yes, 15 computers.
And from Ashaiman cluster of schools,
we went to Bechile TMA Busy School in Tema.
Sandra, thank you very much for talking to us.